It's good that we can join together. I have a few notices to share with you first. I have the pleasure of choosing the message, the reading, and the songs. And that means when I've done it, Bruce, the other Bruce, has to find those songs that I've chosen. And I just want to record our thanks to him for all that he does in preparing these services. I also want to thank all of you who have taken part, who've read, and who've joined us when each Sunday we worship together. Also, can I tell you that Bruce Barker, it's his birthday on the 14th of July, which is Tuesday. So I'm going to say now on behalf of you all, happy birthday, Bruce. Now we're going to start this morning by reading the last Psalm, Psalm 150, which is our praise to our God. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and the flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And now we're going to sing our first song, Jesus, Stand Among Us.
Take away.
Dear Father, we thank you for the wonderful way in which you guide us. We thank you for the answer to prayer. We thank you that we can always come to you with all things. Nothing is too great, nothing is too small. We just want to thank you this morning for all that you do for us as a church and as individuals. We thank you for the world you created, and we pray that the world will know and want peace and harmony at all times. We pray, Lord, concerning the virus that has affected us all. We thank you for members of the National Health Service. We thank you for doctors, for nurses. We thank you for volunteers. We thank you for all those people that have helped us through this difficult time. And Lord, we continue to pray that we will soon know an end to the work of this virus. We thank you for all that's happened now. We thank you how restrictions are being removed. We thank you for the freedom you are giving us. But help us, Lord, that we might truly be sensible, that we may not go silly, but that we might observe those restrictions that we still have. We thank you for our church at the Willows. We're not sure, Lord, when we'll be meeting face to face, but we know that is in your hands. But Lord, I want to pray for each of us, for Dawn, for Bruce, for Emma, for Hannah, for Morris, for John, for Margaret, for David and Wendy, Joshua and Daryl, for Jean and Stuart, for Sharon and Peter, for Jade and Fraser, for Ollie, for her son, for her daughter-in-law and grandchildren, for Rita, for Jackie, for Terry, for Russell, for Julie, for Sarah, and for all her family, friends, and neighbours. Pray for Brian, for his sons and friends. We pray for Graham, Dawn, Dean, and Rachel. We pray for Paul, for Jennifer and their family. We pray for the son that is going to be ordained later this month. We pray for Richard, for Barbara, for Harry, and for their family and friends. We pray for Richard Saunders, at the moment still in Suffolk, but hopefully coming home soon. And we pray for Jillie and Robert, who Richard lives with. Lord, we pray for Eunice and myself. We thank you that we can come to you at any time, and we bring all our private prayers to you, and we ask that you will continue to guide us. We thank you for your love, your abounding love. Oh, you are such a great God, and we thank you. We bring our prayers in the name of our wonderful Saviour, Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now we're going to sing, Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're all. altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Created all for love's sake, became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful.
Philippians 1, verses 1 to 6, taken from the New James Translation. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident in this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God bless this word. Amen.
As we come to sing our next hymn, I just want to share with you that David Tratt, is now back at work doing what he loves. They've taken him away from the office and he is now doing his caring. We thank God for answer to prayer. Now our song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear.
The title to our message today is The Joy of Fellowship. Fellowship with our Lord. Philippians 1 verse 5, there is joy when we have fellowship with our Lord and with each other. And verse 6, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Number 1, fellowship. Paul speaks first about the joy of fellowship. Christian fellowship is much deeper than sharing coffee or cake or playing a game of golf or whatever. Christian fellowship is much more than having a name on a church roll or being present at a meeting. It is possible to be close to people physically and be miles away from them spiritually. Paul uses 3 points that describe true Christian fellowship. I have you in mind, I have you in my heart, and I have you in prayer. That's what Paul has in mind. I have you in my mind, I have you in my heart, and I have you in prayer. That's true fellowship, isn't it? Number 2, pioneers are needed. Paul had a great desire to take the gospel to Rome. However, he went as a prisoner in Rome, but he did not let his suffering stop him speaking about the good news. And he wanted the church at Philippi to be pioneers. We have, I am sure, heard of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, but few know about the story of his wife, Susanna. Early in her married life, she became an invalid, and it looked to most people that her only ministry would be encouraging her husband and praying for him. But God gave her a burden to share her husband's books with pastors who were unable to purchase them. The burden soon led to the founding of what was called the Book Fund as a work of faith. The Book Fund provided thousands of pastors with tools for their work. All this was supervised by Susanna Spurgeon from her own home. It was a pioneer ministry. And I tell you, friends, pioneers are needed for God's work today. Thirdly and finally, there is a battle to win. Paul used his time in prison to witness to others, including the soldiers who he was chained to for 24 hours each day. Their shifts changed every 4 hours, which meant that Paul could witness to at least 4 men every day. Now we carry burdens, or we go through a time of suffering. But we need to remember how God used Paul's suffering to be an effective witness. At 6 weeks old, Fanny Crosby, one of our great hymn writers, was found to be blind. Yet even as a youngster, she was determined not to be confined by the chains of darkness. And as the time went on, she became a mighty force for God through her hymns and her gospel songs. Now, Paul was not afraid of life or of death. Either way, he wanted to magnify his Lord. Verse 21 becomes a valuable statement for our lives. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You see, my friends, the Christian life is not a playground. It is a battleground. We are called to be servants sharing the proclamation of the gospel. But we are also soldiers defending the faith of the gospel. And as believers, we can have joy, the joy of the Holy Spirit, even in the midst of the battle. Oh yes, Satan is on attack. So we are called to be consistent, cooperative, and confident. And we will know true joy and fellowship when we serve our Lord, and we can be confident that He will never fail us. Praise be to God, and to God alone. We're now going to sing our next song, We Love the Place, O God. Invitation to communion. Come, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not because of any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love Him more. Come because He loves you and gave Himself for you. Come and meet the risen Lord, for we are His body, the Church of God today. Let us pray. We thank You, Lord, that we can celebrate not just Your death, but Your resurrection. We thank You that You, Lord Jesus, died on the cross for us. And we pray, Lord, that we will be faithful in sharing Your love to all people. Now we are to take the bread. We take the bread in remembrance that Christ died for us, and we feed on Him in our heart by faith with thanksgiving. So we remember that Jesus took the bread, He gave thanks, and He said, do this in remembrance of me. Now Then Jesus took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it," he said, "do this in memory of me." Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful sacrifice on our behalf. Thank you, too, that we worship a risen, living Saviour. Praise to you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And now we're going to sing our last song, "Thank You for the Cross."
Thank you for the name, peace.
Let us go to our families and friends and to our homes, knowing that our Lord goes with us. Let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. And may the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and all whom we love, both now and forevermore. Praise God.